Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Why is J.P. Morgan hoarding 50 million ounces of silver? That's one question we'll be asking you. We'll look at the economy and geopolitical developments with Max Kaiser. Hadn't been on in a few months. I also intend to open the telephones up and take some of your calls in the second half of our discussion with Kaiser. You can also tweet your questions at Real Alex Jones, and we'll get some of those on air as well. There is so much to get to in this hour. I'm going to break down more thoroughly the definition of thug, because it doesn't matter if the Baltimore mayor playing both sides, who allowed the looting to intensify, now has declared a civil emergency in the city along with the governor over the state and curfews. She's called them thugs, but we've got different, quote, black activists and the drummer for The Late Show and others coming out saying it's code word for the N-word. No, it's code word for thugs. The thuggy. Hindi refers to thugs, an organized gang of professional assassins. The thugs traveled in groups across Asia for 600 years. Although the thugs traced their origin to seven Muslim tribes, Hindus appeared to have been associated with them in an early period. They were first mentioned in Zaya Undan Brahani's history of the Firuz Shah. I know I butchered that. Dated around 1356. In the 1830s, they were targeted for eradication by William Benachick, Governor General of India, and his chief captain, William Henry Salim. The thuggies were seemingly destroyed by this effort. The thugs would join travelers and gain their confidence. This would allow them surprise and strangle their victims by pulling a handkerchief or noose tied around their necks. They would then rob their victims of valuables and bury their bodies. This led them to also be called English for using the noose. How do you say that? Fan Singar, a term more commonly used in southern India. The term thuggy is derived from the Hindi word, which means deceiver. Related words are the verb thunganan, to deceive, or cunning, sly, fraudulent. The term for a particular kind of murder or robbery of travelers is popular in South Asia, and particularly in India, still today. And it was a gang, history, and recruitment. But hey, who needs science and history and words? You can just say, racist. I don't like the flavor of this food. Racist. I don't want to rent to you. You look and act like a thug. Racist. I want to have my own choice in life. Racist. I don't want to have death panels and put veterans on no-treat lists. Racist. I don't want to turn my guns in. Racist. And you can feel all intellectual and like you're using some magic word like ooga booga or alakazam or hocus pocus. What is that one episode of Looney Tunes where Bugs Bunny goes to the castle and Count Dracula is trying to eat him, but he gets the magic book and keeps reading out of it? It's got some really funny ones that he says in there, and different things happen to Count Dracula when he says it. I mean, but you know what? I laugh at it. You laugh at it. It works on half the public that, man, hey, you do what I say, I call you racist. Yes, sir. No, 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 please don't do that. No, no, no. I need your approval. I need to be lectured to by you. I need Rachel Maddow to sit up there because she's got a short haircut. Any woman with a short haircut, you better bow down. In fact, let's play a little bit of this right now. This is more important. Let's go out to break with this. Go ahead. We fade up the audio.
Sorry, we have no sound from that computer.
Oh, we don't have sound from that computer? He goes, my goodness, the mosquitoes in this place. And, like, slaps this. I don't let my kids watch a lot of TV, but I let them watch these old Looney Tunes. I will crush you. I like that one part. Oh, the old... We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Grubb for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're now to the second hour on this live Tuesday, 28th day, already of April 2015. We'll have some of your questions from Twitter at Real Alex Jones. If you tweet those at us, for Max Kaiser at the bottom of the hour, and some of your economic or geopolitical questions specifically for Max Kaiser. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. First-time callers and just questions, not statements because of time, for Max Kaiser, 800-259-9231. Syndicated radio host, TV host, stockbroker, analyst, overall interesting fella, smart guy, is joining us here in just a moment. I'm going to get his take on the Russia situation, on the domestic situation. Why is J.P. Morgan Chase hoarding 50 million ounces of silver, as Zero Hedge reported? We've seen all this economic data that the economy worldwide is sliding. What does this really mean? But meanwhile, breaking, this is on InfoWars.com, Baltimore mayor, key player in Obama's federal takeover of local police. She's the one calling for the response to riots and stuff in Ferguson for federalization. She's on the task force. Only three people are, three mayors. Mayor linked to Justice Department explains why she gave rioters space to destroy. And if you just tuned in, we played it like four times last hour. We'll play it again in a moment. She said, we gave people a space to riot. Here's the deal. there is police brutality. There are a lot of corrupt departments where bad cops get away with stuff. But on average, the average cop is just a revenue generator who also responds to crime, and it's a horrible job, and I would want it. And the establishment has been caught funding and financing demonstrations here to get us all fighting with each other. No one can deny that they knew a revolution was coming in the Middle East, a legitimate one, so they triggered it, the Arab Spring, and then they put radicals in instead of reformers. So they hijack legitimate movements. They know what they're doing. Black unemployment has doubled. Look, I'm nonpartisan, but under Obama, they've been able to really, in the Democratic Party, give black people the short end of the stick because, hey, you got to support them anyways. They've been taken for granted. But they find poll numbers go up if they can get some racial stuff going. Now, when a black cop shoots a black guy, it's not hardly in the news. Or a black cop shoots a white guy, it's not in the news. But a white guy shoots a black guy, I mean, they've indicted the cop that shot the black guy in the back a few weeks ago. Most of the time, they get indicted and go to jail. So why is this the only issue in the world, that and transgender bathrooms? The universe is not just about transgender and, a black person getting shot once a week in the back. And I'm sad you got shot in the back. But, I mean, 52% of blacks never got out of mama, and I don't find any black people that are, quote, liberals that care about that. We need Black Lives Matter demonstrations outside Planned Parenthood. It's just crazy. And then if you call these looters thugs, I mean, you notice you don't see any white reporters out there. That's because they get attacked. They've been getting attacked. But CNN won't point that out. This is how British-controlled countries, through sectarianism, through divide and conquer. And now they've declared civil emergency. They're saying you can't be out after dark for adults as well. See, first it was for the youth already in place. Didn't keep them from looting. Now it's for everybody. And this will be the new 9/11. Big riots this summer. Oh, you can tell that's where this is going. And then there'll be reforms, which is federalization of police. The very feds that train the cops how to act like paramilitary and who are giving them the weapons. So it's a problem, reaction, solution. Fund Al-Qaeda. They attack us. Take your liberties. Fund radical black groups to go out and do stuff. Then you get to federalize the police, take liberties. I mean, it's the same story over and over again. That's my breakdown on the situation. But here is the mayor saying we provided an area for the people to basically destroy. Here's the clip.
We also gave those who wished to destroy space to do that as well. And we worked very hard to keep that balance and to put ourselves in the best position to de-escalate. And that's what you saw.
I mean, and it also makes the entire black culture about grandstanding when you're wronged instead of just being successful in life and business. You've got a city almost completely run by black people. And still, it's white races killed the black person. The whole universe does not revolve around a few hundred black men shot every year. And then you got thousands shot by blacks and nobody cares. Something like 14,000 blacks are shot by blacks every year. Look up the number. I mean, it's just a total diversion. There's a whole universe around us. We're busy just looking at these petty issues, which they make the biggest issues in the world. Nobody fights the police state more than I do. I want to get Max Kaiser's take on all this, then we'll get into just huge amount of news he wants to cover. U.S. defense industry outperforms S&P by 100%. We're going to get into Montana, second state, to slow police militarization. See, that's conservative areas that are trying to stop that. There's people moving against the NSA system. That's the Tea Party doing that. Kaiser wants to get into a whole host of issues. Max Kaiser, first off, thanks for joining us. It's been a while. I'm going to skip this network break so we have more time and you get back the time we just missed. You've got a new report out, The Age of False Prophets, that's excellent at maxkaiser.com. Folks should go watch that. We may even play a clip of that later. But what you just heard my five-minute rant about what I think is going on behind this obsession with rioting and looting and police officers. What do you think's behind it?
Hey, Max. How's it going? How's my sound, by the way? I'm trying out a new phone, okay?
You sound great, Max. Good to have you here. Where are you joining us from?
I am in London, and I moved here 2.5 years ago, and I don't know if you remember, but when I was on your show 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago, I used to tell you about the fact that we did the show. We shared a studio with Voice of America.
That's right. I have the article right here about Voice of America is having big problems right now.
Yeah. You know, and at the time, you know, they're basically falling apart. The skies leaving David Ensor just left. And the thing about Voice of America is they were having trouble competing with RT and Press TV. And I was doing a show on both of those networks. And Voice of America was, you know, coming on to me saying, you got to work for Voice of America. Come on over to Voice of America. And I said, no, you know, you guys are just propaganda. And then the offers started to come in for money. The amounts of money started to get bigger. And I kept saying, no, you guys are propaganda. You don't get it. I do news. You guys are propaganda. And then, you know, I started hearing about these, our correspondents at RT being approached by Voice of America and these other folks like the Broadcasting Board of Governor folks. And then before you know it, this Liz Wall thing went down. So I said to myself, they finally found one. They finally nabbed one. So I don't know what the quid pro quo was. I know the numbers they were throwing at me were pretty big. I can only imagine the numbers they were they threw at her.
Sure. Did you see the RT reporter that you're talking about who did that whole stage thing that she quit? Testifying before Congress, we played it last week, saying basically get rid of free speech and that evil alternative media must be stopped.
They asked me to do that.
Wait a minute, you're breaking major news. You're saying you were approached to do a staged defection from RT.
Yeah, and I used to talk to you on the show like 2.5 years ago. We shared a studio with Voice of America.
I remember. I used to dial in, and you were there. Okay, you've got the floor. Tell us what happened.
Well, exactly what I just said, and I've said it on your show before. When we're doing our show in Paris, we shared a studio with the Voice of America, and they would come on and they would do their propaganda. And they would say, you know what, you should be a patriot. You shouldn't be doing RT or Press TV. You need to be doing Voice of America. And I said, no, you guys are pure propaganda. So then as RT started to get more and more popular, they started coming back to me with, come on over, and they start talking about doing like a staged on-air defection, and it's going to be worth your while. And they started talking about some sums of money that were not insignificant. And I kept saying, no, you don't get it. You guys are propaganda. I'm a journalist. That's two different things. So then when the Liz Wall thing went down, I'm like, I checked around, and they're like, yeah, you know, as we all knew, eventually they would find the weak spot in the organization with their offer.
Well, Max, I didn't know when you were coming on today. I wanted to bring up Voice of America, where I know you were studioed out of in Paris, because we used to connect to you there via Skype to do interviews with, you know, beautiful shot of the city behind you. This is simply amazing. You're a major accredited reporter saying that fully a year before she did her stage defection, they came to you and asked you to stage the same event and say that RT was a fraud and controlled what you were saying. And I mean, did they go that far to have you basically script what you were going to say, or were they just seeing if you would do it?
Well, and it wasn't just me, mind you. There's a couple of other people as well, and we kind of shared notes about this. And we knew that eventually they would find a weak spot. We just didn't know.
Who approached you, and what did they say exactly?
Well, it's Voice of America. So they have a facility in Paris. And we would do our show, and then they came into the studio, and they did their show. So in every couple of months, it's somebody new. Because nobody wants to work for Voice of America, because they're failing, because their message is gone.
I know, but specifically, can you say, if you don't want to say, I totally understand, because they may have said it was in confidence, but were you approached by the news director, or were you approached by the folks you were leasing the time from and their satellite equipment? I mean, did they say, hey, Max, you ought to stage a defection, you know, around the coffee cooler? I mean, what happened?
Well, they were trying to arrange a meeting with this guy, David Ensor. I'll say that. And, like, this is the guy who you need to talk to. And I said, you know, I don't need to talk to any of those people, because you guys are pure propagandists. and I'm a journalist. That's a big difference. You guys have, so here we are in 2015, and they're ramping up this war, you know, against journalism, against independent journalism. And you're being pulled into this as well. So they're saying RT, InfoWars, and ISIS are the bad guys.
Yeah, they've said that in Congress, and they claimed I'm a Russian agent, all because I don't support World War III.
Exactly. Because we report on the news. We provide people with, like Luke Rutkowski, who's an excellent reporter. He's been on your show many times. He's been on my show many times. He just did a fantastic report about what's really going on in Ukraine, that there's a kill list that the Ukrainian government is publishing online, and then these people are getting murdered. And these people are supported by the U.S. This kill list is being generated by the U.S. And that's who the Voice of America wants the world to support. And if you don't follow that narrative, you are somehow with ISIS or Alex Jones. And we're being attacked along those lines. Meanwhile, RT continues to get bigger and bigger and bigger because we're just doing the job of journalism versus Voice of America, which is...
Well, I mean, this wall lady, it was so staged. She goes, I'm quitting. This place is propaganda. And obviously, it leans towards Putin, and I think it's a little too leftist. The shows are varied, but I know that I've been on there probably 200 times, never been censored. I know that you put out stuff that it's hardcore, it's truthful, it's geopolitical, it's from an individual's perspective. It isn't Russian leaning, but it's just, I've also been on the BBC probably 50 times and Japanese TV, you know, it doesn't mean I promote their ideas.
By RT, I have been censored by the BBC. The BBC aggressively censored me. The BBC is the only network I've worked for, and I've worked for networks all over the world, who came to me before I did my show and said, these are the things you can talk about, these are the things you can't talk about. You unequivocally cannot mention Israel in any context. For example, the BBC told me point blank, a guy named Paul Gibbs told me that point blank. And they had other lists of things that you can and cannot say. Now, no other network has ever approached me and done anything like that. And RT has been the most editorially free environment I've ever been involved with. And so they just want to get the news out there. You know, it's the difference between being state-funded and state-directed. You know, those Sony hacks or the emails that just came out show that the government in the United States works directly with Hollywood.
Sure. It's not state-run, it's state-directed. Exactly. It's a puppeteer operation. The Russians are open about funding RT.
State-funded doesn't mean state-directed. You know, there's no international news organization that's not state-funded. They're all state-funded. BBC, RT, Press TV, Al Jazeera, and then you have the networks in America are state-directed.
Well, and they're state-funded. CNN, MSNBC, they were all given government satellites. They were all given government support. They're given government bailouts, stimulus money. They're government funded.
Come from the government. That's the point. Plus the subsidies. But to say, for example, that RT has state funding, who cares? As long as the state's not directing the content, which I can tell you that they're not. In my case, and I've been there for 5 years, I've done 750 shows, and I've talked to every journalist over there. The only situation that I've seen that's been rotten is the one I just described to you.
Well, since you've told us this on air, and I remember you mentioning it a few years ago, and I was kind of like, you know, it's just, I mean, I know you tell the truth, but there's so much. I'm like, really, Max Kaiser, I know you're at Voice of America. I see the Skype handle when we connect. I know you're using their studios. Now you're saying they want you to stage a defection. We ought to find that clip from like 2 years ago because this is big news. Now you bring it up. I don't want to break confidence with RT. There's been never any secret discussions. I've been in their offices in L.A. I've been at their offices once in D.C. or outside D.C. And I was just left alone to talk about whatever I wanted to. But I was told by one of their high-level correspondents and then by one of their major directors, I'll leave it at that, that the guy that started RT that actually went to the government and said, we got to have our own media, is a big listener, the guy that runs, you know, RT America. And then I was told, you're not going to be on RT anymore, which isn't that big of a deal because we're already, you know, have InfoWars. But it was still creepy. The U.S. government threatened them to pull their license if they kept having me on. I guess it freaked them out to have me on every cable system in the country, basically.
Yeah, every time I hear that rumor, I have you on my show. And that's been my policy. And I'll have you on right now. You can come on my show next week. Anytime that rumor floats, you come on my show. And I've got the most popular show on RT.
I know you do. Millions of people. You're on the big RT. Let's be clear. RT Global is in every cable system, basically, in Europe. It's in Asia. It's a big threat to CNN.
What about this 100 million people around the world? It's the biggest global footprint of all.
Well, of course I want to come on your show. I never even asked. But no. I was banned from RT America. I'm trying to be clear here, Max. Not RT Global. But RT Global never has me on. They have Watson on. Listen, I went from being on there twice a week to never on there. So it's not a rumor. I mean, you don't want me to tell the name of the reporters or of the... You know I can't say break confidence on that. I'm telling you that happened. Do you believe me?
RT America is a subset of RT Global.
I know.
I don't really pay much attention to RT America.
Well, it's very small comparatively. I mean, but that's what I'm saying to you. RT America. I am banned from RT America, where they were having me on twice a week.
Well, I'll extend my invitation right now. Okay, I'm at the mothership, and you can come on anytime you want to, as I've always said.
Oh, whatever subject you want, brother, I'll come on.
I come on your show, you come on my show. That's the way it's always been for 6 years, 5 years.
By the way, this Wall lady, though, I mean, she is such a rat. And notice, she hasn't even gotten a job since they got her to do this. She looks so upset. Have you seen that whole testimony?
Well, she's unemployed, isn't she? I mean, but eventually they found a weak link in the chain, somebody to take money, ruin their career, flush their career down the toilet, and now she's scrambling.
I know. These journalists like Armstrong Williams and people don't get. You sell out, you get caught, you've destroyed yourself.
It's a real smack in the face to, you know, actual journalists who are dying out there doing real journalism. Michael Hastings, for example, who was killed by the Pentagon doing journalism. You know, in his memory, this Liz Wall, you know, sells out to propagandists. It's a sad day.
I want to play a clip of Wall calling us cult members, ISIS, you name it. Here it is.
I mean,
had a little bit of a glitch there with that computer. We'll play it here as soon as they're ready.
Well, let's move on. You know, I mean, there's other stuff to talk about. You know,
but it is a big deal. I mean, it is a big deal that Congress is having hearings about shutting down blogs and comparing us to ISIS.
Huge and competitive, because RT, with you doing actual journalism, is making Fox and CNN and Rupert Murdoch look like the cheap propaganda idiots that they are, and they don't know, they don't want to compete. They don't want to do their job. You know, America, this is their thing now. Instead of competing, they just bomb you. Instead of being putting up journalists, they put up Brian McWilliams, who lies through his teeth on NBC. They just don't want to compete. They're lazy. It's just a lazy group of no good.
Have you heard now the new NBC head wants to bring Williams back?
Well, he's a known entity of a guy who lies, so I guess that makes him qualified to be an NBC anchor. He's a liar, so people know that what he's saying is nonsense, and I guess as a tool for propaganda, that makes sense.
Doesn't the establishment get that it's truth that has power?
They are afraid, Alex. They are afraid. They are afraid that they can't keep this illusion alive forever, and that the edifice of nonsense is crumbling. And so they are desperate, and in so doing, they're losing power even more rapidly.
I agree. Let's go to break now that our TriCaster is working with just a short clip of this Benedict Arnold reporter demonizing blogs. Here it is.
And why it's effective, I think you had mentioned that it provides this voice for fringe voices, extremists. And it works because it provides a place for these people, a place where these people can congregate and feed off of each other's biases, It's almost like a community that is almost like a cult, I would say.
That's right, worldwide. That is formed,
online, and they mobilize, and they feel like they are part of some enlightened fight against the establishment.
They are, chump.
That they and they find a home. They find a place where they're heard. And
we're going to come back. Well, she describes us as ISIS. Max Kaiser's our guest. I'm Alex Jones. We are real journalism. It's all about human liberty, all about human empowerment. It's all about telling the truth. We're the cult
of
truth.
We're on the march. The empire is on the run.
The cult of truth.
Alex Jones.
The cult of justice.
The GCN Radio Network.
The cult of freedom. Yeah, it's true. George Washington.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Had mentioned that it provides this voice for fringe voices, extremists, and it works because it provides a place for these people, a place where these people can congregate and feed off of each other's biases.
First Amendment.
It's almost like a community that is almost like a cult, I would say.
A biases.
That is formed online, and they mobilize, and they feel like they are part of some enlightened fight against the establishment. That they and they find a home. They find a place where they're heard.
No.
And they find a sense of belonging. They find an outlet where they can a platform to voice deranged views.
And there's like an hour of it. She goes on to say we're like ISIS. The congressman agrees. If you want to see the whole video at InfoWars.com, the headline is Bloggers Compared to ISIS in Congressional Hearing. InfoWars.com from about 2 weeks ago. And Max Keiser is our guest. I've got a bunch of Twitter questions for him. I want to get into silver. I want to get into the economy, the state of the world. There's the headline. Bloggers compared to ISIS during congressional hearing. Chairman Royce questions witnesses at hearing on confronting Russia's weaponization of information. I mean, the Pentagon calls it info war, and the Pentagon admits they're engaged in deception domestically. It's a psyop when the veterans don't get health care and are put on no treat list. And then they spin it as if it's a mistake. It's not a mistake. It's by design. We're going back to Max Keiser here in just a moment to get his final take on this, but it's a big deal. But Max Keiser, who's worked at the BBC, Al Jazeera, U.S. News, publications, you name it, he's an accredited journalist, filmmaker, former top stockbroker, just came out. He's been on Nightline, you name it. And just said that they approached him to do the same thing. That's huge. We could tell it was staged. But it is just simply amazing. You notice media came out and said it was obviously staged, and she didn't really challenge that because she knows in court it would come out. Wow, just amazing. Before we go any further, we are self-funded. We're not state-funded. We're not state-directed. We are liberty-directed. I get down on my hands and knees every day and pray for discernment. So I pray to be directed by the Spirit of Christ. That's politically incorrect, isn't it? So please fund our operation to do that. We have high-quality water filtration systems that cut out the fluoride and glyphosates and hundreds of other things. We have just hundreds of great patriot, libertarian T-shirt and ball cap designs, sweatshirts, camo, Moan Labe, InfoWarsStore.com. And we have a countdown on InfoWarsLife.com on three different sales we're doing that end in 2 days, 12 hours, 23 minutes, 15 seconds. And that is buy two bottles of X2 Nascent Iodine, the highest quality out there, basically a detoxer, and get Fluoride Shield absolutely free that has four other ingredients in it that detox you. That's a huge value and free shipping. So that's an amazing deal. And we've got something that even tops that. Two bottles of colloidal silver, highest quality, 30 parts per million, colloidal silver. Anything higher than that is toxic from our research. That's why we don't have it. People go, we have 100, we have 200 million parts, whatever. 30 parts per million has been found to be the best from the research out there. And it's $14.95 a bottle. You can get two bottles of it, get free shipping and a free bottle of Fluoride Shield. That ends in 2.5 days. 2.5 days. It's over, ladies and gentlemen. 2.5 days, that deal is over. Two bottles, 50% off, free shipping, and you get a free bottle of Fluoride Shield. We've never offered anything this good. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And finally, we have another deal we're running. That's the Alex Challenge Pack. That's the time-release oxygen to flush out your guts, the high-quality Survival Shield X2, Deep Earth, Nascent Iodine, and then, of course, on top of that, the Super Male Vitality Natural Herbs to boost your body's virility if you're a man. We're sold out of the Super Female Vitality. You can see the side-by-side photos and more at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Now, our guest website is MaxKeiser.com. You can also follow him on Twitter by linking through there as well. Max, I want to go to calls, and I want to get into some Twitter questions here in about 10 minutes. Hopefully you can stay a little bit in the next hour with us so we have time to get to all the calls. But regardless, you want to put bookends on controlled media in this country versus independent media? And then I want to get into the economy and other issues with you, but what is the dinosaur corporate globalist media going to do as it begins to collapse? They seem to be panicking now, calling for censorship. Won't that only discredit them more? How do you expect the empire to strike back, Max Keiser?
of the spear for the Empire to strike back in this instance would be the MPAA, the Motion Picture Association of America, who wants to kill the internet by turning it into HBO or Showtime. That if you want internet that's not deathly slow, you're going to pay for it. And once this happens, they balkanize the internet, and it's no longer end-to-end, peer-to-peer. Anyone can communicate with anyone, anywhere in the world. It becomes the death of the internet, and they therefore are going to eliminate the possibility of the Arab Spring, or even in Baltimore now, they're saying that the problem is that people use social media to communicate. They're vilifying social media. They're vilifying the ability to communicate, and it's the MPAA. And the MPAA was the number one instigator behind Aaron Swartz's death. His father at the funeral said Aaron Swartz was killed by Chris Dodd, who runs the MPAA. The MPAA staged the attack on Kim.com in New Zealand, a jurisdiction that's nowhere near Los Angeles, California, and yet they organized a SWAT team to invade his home, arrest him, bring him down into court, trying to seek extradition for a guy who's never been in the United States, never done business in the United States. Again, that's the MPAA. So the MPAA, which of course is Hollywood, and Hollywood has the best propaganda machine in the world. People spend billions of dollars every weekend supporting their cartel of copyrights. That's how, and they, Hillary Clinton, huge supporters, the MPAA, same thing with Barack Obama. And I predict that when Barack Obama leaves his office as president, he will assume the mantle of leading the MPAA. He'll take over from Chris Dodd. He'll be living in Los Angeles, and he'll be lobbying for the copyright cartel.
So he'll be the king of the internet. He'll be the king of the control of the internet. And, of course, as you know, they've leaked in this Pacific Trade Partnership that one section that, just as you say, is SOPA and CISPA on PCP and steroids. It says no judge, no jury. Any big company wants to shut you down. They're claiming that they're going to copyright words where we can't even say them. They're saying they're going to copyright you not being able to put oil in your car. They're using copyright to basically copyright oxygen. They're copyrighting our own genes, saying
have
you can't
copyright intellectual property to the point where if you use the word Microsoft in an email, then at the end of the month you're going to get a bill from Microsoft.
And by the way, they said that, Max. You're not exaggerating.
But I've been saying that for years on your show. But now with the technology and with the ability to perform digital 24/7 invasive, pervasive surveillance and the cost of a database now to look at every single email and every single voicemail on the globe every single day now is within reach of the NSA and these other institutions. So they will look at every single thing anyone says, does, transmits, and examine it for copyright abuse. And if you say something that they don't like, they'll simply say, oh, give us $10 right now, and if you can't pay, we'll lend you $10 at 5,000% at the payday loan shop, or go spend 6 months in jail. And that's the new
one. By the way, I don't want to kiss your butt, but on my show 7 years ago, that was about 8 years ago you first started coming on, you called it the casino gulag economy, and you said, Alex, people will be debtor prisons, and by law, they'll have to play video games all day that then pay them money. They got to go out and advertise on other sites. Now in the last year, that's everywhere. Now that's the new job, and they have prisoners. I saw an article last month. Maybe we can pull it up. I forget where it was, where prisoners are forced to play video games.
Yeah, to make virtual.
How did you know that?
Because I created something called the Hollywood Stock Exchange, which went up against the MPAA in 1996 with my virtual specialist technology. They then took over the board of directors. They confiscated $40 million from shareholders led by my co-founder, the guy who now runs Liongate Film. And they made it clear that you cannot, and then they outlawed box office futures contract under Chris Dodd in 2010. So Hollywood is the only industry in the world, in America, I should say, where it's protected that you cannot trade a derivative contract, a futures contract based on box office, because they know that every other industry, agriculture or industrial, once you introduce financialization and futures contracts, you are then giving that industry away to Wall Street. But Hollywood lobbied under Chris Dodd, who's now running the MPAA. As a Senator Dodd, he made sure that box office futures were outlawed in 2010, and the quid pro quo was he was made head of the MPAA. So I had a ringside seat into the ugliness of what the copyright cartel was doing, and that's how I knew what was going on. But here's the latest development in the past 6 months to force you to go online and gamble your life away and live in the casino gulag, and it's the introduction of negative interest rates, something I said on your show 3 years ago would happen. Everyone laughed and said, you can't introduce negative
interest rates. You did, yeah. And then now Sweden has it.
Exactly.
Now they started it first last year. Switzerland has it. It's now spreading. And now they're talking about doing it here, Max, and charging us to use cash or banning it. The head of Citi has said it. The head of J.P. Morgan has said it. The war on cash is on. And then why are they hoarding at J.P. Morgan 50 million ounces of silver?
I will tell you why, and that's a brilliant segue. You are absolutely correct. These things are related. Back in 1933, FDR confiscated gold. If you recall, you read your history books. After all the gold was confiscated, they priced the dollar down against gold by 60% in an attempt to create inflation, to get out of the depression. In the year 2015, it's not practical to go door-to-door to confiscate gold or silver. So they use paper futures contracts, leveraged at 1,000 to 1, to drive the price down to give J.P. Morgan and other banks around the world the opportunity to buy gold and silver at these ridiculously low, cheap prices until they take total control of these prices. And then in 6 months or so, they'll come out and say, you know what? It's the new world order. We need a new currency grid. We need a new Bretton Woods. We need a new way to trade these currencies around the world. And guess what? They're all going to be based against or valued against gold, except not gold at $1,200 an ounce, gold at $7,000 an ounce.
And is that why all the elites and universities are hoarding billions of dollars of it while using paper naked shorting to drive down the price?
Well, yes, exactly. But more importantly, that's why China and Russia are hoarding gold. Russia has just bought another 1 million ounces last month. China will come out, and my understanding is China this year will finally disclose for the first time in 5, 6, 7 years their true gold position. The last official count we have is that China has 1,050 tons of gold. The actual number that's coming to be revealed later this year when all this goes down is that China will own more than America's position of 8,000 tons. Therefore, China will have the de facto strongest position in the new currency grid to be introduced, which makes sense because they have the world's biggest economy and they have the world's biggest military, and Apple Computer sells apples in China, and China's kind of taken over.
Larry Summers wrote last month that it was basically the day America blinked and that it was basically the end of our hegemon, that we went along with the Chinese investment bank that's got all these countries joining it, but a lot of the same insiders are investing in it. Is that just rhetoric? Because his answer was, if we sell out faster to global governance, then we can compete with the Chinese. What do you think Summers really meant by all that?
Summers is a real charlatan, and he plays both sides of the fence brilliantly. And he's a survivor, but he speaks with forked tongue almost every single. He's a duplicitous king. But what's happening is that China and Russia have started their own bank to compete with the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, and they got strategically Britain to sign on. And this really got America upset, but Britain signed on. So now you have the setup for the dollar to lose its place as world reserve currency. Iran and Russia just announced that they're going to start doing deals in the ruble. The fall of the dollar as world reserve currency is a trend that's irreversible. And the only thing keeping the dollar alive today is that America is buying its own sovereign debt, which is something
sure
that can't last forever because it's a Ponzi scheme. China, up until 6 months ago, was America's biggest creditor. Now Japan, which is a vassal state of America, is America's biggest creditor. So you think the trends we've been talking about for years are coming to fruition, but underneath all this, some of the things we have been predicting, like negative interest rates and playing casino games for cash, and these things have come true. So I want to reiterate that these predictions we've made are coming true. Remember, conspiracy theory is the term that the cabal uses to discredit investigative journalism.
Well, that was declassified that in the 60s, the CIA coined the term and directed major news organizations to use it. Then in 1993, the Clinton Library just released this 4 months ago. We had Joseph Farah on. Some of it's so incendiary, Farah hasn't even released it yet. It's so damning and so destructive. But they're working with lawyers right now. But it was how to block the independent media being born, how to buy it off, how to shut it down. They were fearing it then, And they said, we must go back to the CIA plan to call them conspiracy theorists. We must not allow the people to ever have a choice. I mean, those memos are sickening. Have you read those?
No, I haven't seen it. But anytime anyone hears the words conspiracy theory, know that it's code for investigative journalism.
Or questioning known liars.
Yeah, it's just anything that's investigative journalism in American media is referred to as a conspiracy.
Let me ask you a question. Why do you think AP reporters and others were targeted and attacked by police in Baltimore, but then they were ordered to stand down with the looters? What is the plan there?
Well, AP, what was exactly the story? Repeat that again.
Well, I mean, they just attack our reporters, other reporters all over. Just that they won't stop the looters, but they attack reporters.
Well, that's a trend that's been happening for a while now. They are making filming police a criminal offense. They don't want any record of any of the transgressions. The violence in the police departments across the country are escalating quite rapidly. And as you know, they've become militarized in the U.S. So journalism is there to record this. And so they got to get rid of that. They don't want any record of the police acting as a military force for the kleptocrats, do they?
Yeah, but it's, I mean, there are some problems with the police, Max, but from the numbers I've seen, police violence is flat. Doesn't mean it's not horrible. But why will they not stop the looters, but they'll attack reporters, is what I'm saying. I mean, have you seen the clip of the mayor saying we let them riot?
I'm learning all that from your show today, because I don't really follow too closely some of the stuff in the U.S.
No, I know you're mainly following geopolitical. I want to ask you where the global economy is going in your view when we come back, and I want to get to Twitter questions and talk to Scott, Adam, and John and others. And we're going to ask Max if he wants to stay 20 minutes in the next hour to take your calls.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones. We're here weekdays, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central. InfoWars Nightly News. Does InfoWars have a corner on the truth? No. Does RT? No. Does ABC News? No. There are some good reporters at CBS News. They get fired when they tell the truth. But big global institutions themselves have a very clear agenda for planetary domination that's taking place. And individual freedom is not in the equation. It's being targeted. Max Keiser has agreed to stay with us to take calls and take Twitter questions 20 minutes into the next hour. There's a very powerful article at Zero Hedge today that we've posted at InfoWars.com. The Baltimore riots, the stunning comments by Orioles owner's son, who is the vice president. I want to read these later after Max has left us, but it really breaks it all down. If you just joined us, again, Max Keiser is our guest. MaxKeiser.com is his site. You can follow him by linking through on his Twitter there as well. Max, I want to go ahead and go to Scott, Adam, Dan, John, and others as we get ready to end this hour, at least get one call in. But we live in this fantasy land where every economic indicator shows the world's going into depression, but they tell us it's a boom town. But then a month ago, all the economic numbers came out and said we're in trouble. But then they had new numbers that came out that said everything's great. What is the real economic status of the planet, and how fast are we drifting into depression?
Well, the way that the economy is measured from the people who say it's doing great, they look at the price of stocks and they look at the price of houses. And these things are trading up and they're at record highs. Why is that? It's because the central banks around the world, in an attempt to stimulate growth starting 6 or 7 years ago, embarked on a radical program of 0% interest rates to try to create some inflation. And by inflation, we're talking about some wage inflation to get people's wages so that they were making more than the price of groceries and petrol, et cetera. But what's happened over these 6 or 7 years is that the people whose wages were hopefully going to start to go up, they never went up. In fact, wages have been going down. But all that money that they printed to try to get that to happen went somewhere. Where did it go? It went into the pockets of the very, very top who used it to buy stocks and property. And so the failure of mainstream media is to look at both sides of the coin, because typically if you watch certainly financial media like CNBC, they'll just all day long they'll say stocks are record high, that's great, and if you're not a new, if you haven't doubled your net worth in the last 6 months like the top 1,000 richest people in the UK did in the last 6 years, then it's because you're not working hard enough, it's because you're a loser. But that's not true. In fact, the reality is that the central banks have re-engineered the global economy in such a way where the money that they print never goes into increasing wages because they don't need people. There's fundamentally the idea of paying down debt in a country like America from the tax revenue from workers making money and making more money and increased wages has become obsolete. The wealth is no longer generated by people who own productive companies.
It's generated through counterfeit derivatives, fraud, and other subsets. And now the elite believe they're going to have robots to service them. So why are humans even needed? They are truly delusional, even though the London Guardian had a report on something we talked about a decade ago, how they're building command bases and armored redoubts in New Zealand. So the elite, like you call them, suicide bankers, are destroying the world so they can sit on the ash heap. We're going to go to break with Max Keiser and come back and go right to Scott, Adam, Dan, John, and others. We're talking to first-time callers with specific questions for Max Keiser. Scott, then John, then Adam, then Dan, and others. I'm Alex Jones. The system does not like you hearing this radio show for a good reason. Please spread the word.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.